Joining us right now to talk about one of the big games off the weekend is the head football coach at Oregon State. Third season there, led Oregon State to a second place finish in the Pac-12 North last season. Tied for the best winning percentage improvement in the Pac-12 last year. Oregon State beat number 15 Oregon 41-38 on Friday. Oregon State's first win over an AP-ranked team since 2014. And they've got another big one coming up on Saturday. They're at Utah. Oregon State head coach Jonathan Smith is my guest. Jonathan, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim.
Good to have you. So you've had a few days to think about this and have it settle in just a bit. But since that win over Oregon, can you take me back to Friday? You're going into a game against your rival. It's a team that is the defending Pac-12 and Rose Bowl champs. What was your message to your players as they got ready and they prepared for that game?
Yeah, it was a huge message on the preparation. You know, there's a lot of emotion and energy that goes into rivalry games and playing a good opponent. And we wanted to be able to focus on ourselves throughout the week prep, and I thought we did a good job of that. We knew it was going to be a challenge. They got some good players, good scheme, but I thought our guys did prepare really well, focused on that, not the energy of the rivalry game. And then I think it showed throughout the game, some ups and downs, some momentum swings, but our guys kept battling, trusted their prep, and found a way to win it at the end.
Jonathan Smith, my guest, I was going to say, and of course you knew there'd be adversity, so you were down double digits at halftime, then down 12 at the end of the third quarter. The weather was miserable. What's it say about your guys that they did not fold at that point?
Yeah, I think we've been that way the whole year, understanding these games come down to the fourth quarter. College football is a long game, and there's going to be some momentum, and again, getting down a couple of scores, we've still felt confident that we can move the ball. Needed to probably create something defensively, and we did. Got a turnover that changed it. Had a quick score after that. And these guys just kept believing, man. Even like we had the ball and ended up not converting on fourth down just over 2 minutes. And defense steps up huge, gets a three and out. Get one more crack at it with the ball, and then we took it down to score.
We're talking to Jonathan Smith. What about that? Like, you took the lead in the fourth quarter. Oregon takes it back. You get the ball back. With less than 2 minutes to go, down four, at that point, what are you thinking and what's going through your mind?
Yeah, you know, we had the one timeout and had plenty of time. Where we possessed the ball was just on the other side of the 50, and so we had plenty of time to move it, and I thought our quarterback executed a high left. Tristan played great in the second half. The guys made a couple of big-time catches, too, and then, you know, we're able to finish it. Maybe a little, we'd love to finish it a little bit sooner on a QB sneak, but we got it done on fourth down.
Talking to Jonathan Smith, I was going to ask you about Tristan Jebbia. You and I talked about him over the summer, and he led the team down on the one-yard line. Then he gets injured. He has to leave the game just before fourth down. Knowing how tough he is, knowing how resilient he is, when he's hopping towards the sideline before the biggest play of the game, what were you thinking then?
Yeah, it was tough on him, man, because you're right. The guy is tough. He's a competitor. He wanted to be out there. But ultimately, he wasn't going to be able to execute the thing on fourth down. So I really was telling him to lay down so we got more time to get our backup Chance Nolan in there to get a couple snaps with our center because we knew we were going to get under the center and run the play. So it was tough on Tristan, but I know he was fired up for Chance to go in there and finish the game.
Yeah, what about that? And then Chance goes in with 40 seconds left. He scores on that quarterback sneak. I mean, what was that entire sequence like?
It was nuts because, you know, that was Chance's first play
right in
college football. And it really came down to the O-line getting some movement inside. Those guys had played well, so well throughout the game. We were just confident we were going to be able to get that in, and Chance got it executed.
Oregon State with the big win over Oregon. We're talking to head coach Jonathan Smith. You know, it seems like it'd be pretty easy for everybody to focus on the drama of the final play, but then they'd miss out on Jamar Jefferson and his 226 rushing yards and his two touchdowns. He's gone for at least 120 yards in every single game this season, but how special was that performance Friday?
Yeah, there's no question. He's a big-time back. I mean, he's got patience. He's got vision. He's got speed. We do got some guys up front blocking well for him. But every time you give this guy the ball, he can make something happen. And he carried the load for us, almost 30 carries. Had a huge run in the first series, goes for an 80-yard touchdown. And he deserves it, man. He works hard. He's a team player. He's never over there demanding the ball. He just goes back to work and makes huge plays.
Right, so you tweeted out a video of the post-game celebration in the locker room. Are you able to kind of put into words what moments like that mean to you and to the program?
Well, it's really, it's tough to totally describe, but it's just a great reminder of why we do this. And from a, you know, you would describe it as family around here, but for coaches, players, so many stories, guys have been overcome so much, they've come together. This program has been working so hard the last few years, and to have a signature win like this over a rival, there was just a great celebration in there, man, looking eyes and hugs and guys having a blast.
You know, Jonathan, use the word signature. You and I have talked in the past about where the program was when you first took over and the work that you knew that you had in front of you. When you beat a rival like that, a good team like that, I mean, does that feel like that's a milestone win, a statement win?
I do. I really do. There was some heavy lifting when we took over and we went to work doing it. I think we made some progress in year two of actually winning a few games, you know, and getting our guys with some confidence that way. But then to come and take another step against your rival, top 15 team, that's a good football team that we got a bunch of respect for, but to be able to beat them down and overcome it in the fourth quarter, I think it's another step in the progression of the program.
You know, I hate to belabor the point because everybody has so much COVID fatigue, but it's like it is a real thing and it does affect the process. When you have a culture and you have a process and then something like this happens, you have to deviate and you have to adapt and improvise. I'm just curious, like, what's the whole offseason and the season been like for you going from week to week without knowing exactly whether or not there was going to be a game or what was going to happen?
Yeah, it's definitely different, man. I mean, with protocols, and you just see what's going on all across the country of games getting canceled or postponed, and you know, even portions of your roster not being able to play, still play the game, but you got portions of guys missing. It's been tough, and I do give credit to our players. We've been fortunate. I mean, we've had four games scheduled. We played four games. We've had a setback or two with a positive test, but it hasn't kept us from playing the game. And it's almost like you're getting two wins when you actually get to play the game to win, and then obviously winning the game itself.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's so true. Like, it was always just understood or accepted or that it was a given, but just getting to the field is a win onto itself. So a lot of time between now and Saturday, but if you have a good week and Utah has a good week, then you get that opportunity. When you look at Kyle Whittingham's team, what is your number one concern as you get ready for them?
Well, it's Kyle Whittingham's team, so they're going to be physical. I mean, he's been doing it for a decade now. Got a ton of respect for how they play the game. I mean, on defense, they've always been physical. They can run the ball. And I think that even showed up, even watching their game last week against UW, who's a physical team too. You know, Utah comes out in the game, it's 21-0, and they're stopping things on defense and scoring. So we got to make it physical and match that. It's going to be a cold night game. We got a good week of prep ahead of us, but we'll be excited to play.
Oregon State with a big win over number 15, Oregon, on Friday. Jonathan Smith is their head coach. Jonathan, so good to have you back. Thanks for making time for us. Good luck this weekend.
I appreciate it, Jim.
Appreciate it, too. Jonathan Smith, what a great win for Oregon State. Statement win, milestone win, signature win, whatever you want to call it, it is that.